Orla Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel 2-3. We continue to discuss applications of the principle that Isurim, different types of forbidden foods, can be Mevatel Zedzek and annul one to the other. And here we're going to talk about even where they're Asur Bahana. So the Mishnah says, Ha'orla Ma'ales Akilayim. You can include Orla in the calculation with the other Chulin to annul the Kilayim, meaning the Kilay HaKerem. And v'kilaim es orla, same goes all the way around. Kilaim can be used in combination with heter to offset and annul bimavatel orla. Same goes if you have orla, v'ha'orla es ha'orla. This is a little confusing. Although it says orla, what it really means, says the Bartanura, is neta ravai, fourth year produce which comes from orla, meaning orla which was third year produce lapsed into fourth year produce as neta ravai, and neta ravai is also asar to eat outside of Yerushalayim. And the point of the Mishnah is that, again, same principle, one can be used to combine with the heter to offset the other. So, Keita, the Mishnah illustrates for us, you have Sa'a Orla Shenafala Matayim. You have one unit of Orla, which falls into 200 units of heter. Again, it can't mean literally 200 like the previous Mishnah, it must mean slightly less than 200, because one is 200 already would be totally annulled. So, therefore, the case we're talking about here is, let's say you have 199.5 cups of regular grape juice, and now one cup of Orla grape juice falls into that. So since you have less than 200 times of chulin against the Orla, the whole mixture becomes forbidden. But then va'achar kach, after that happens, nafla sa'od Orla, another unit of, when it says Orla once again, it's talking about neta ravai, asr to eat, but another unit of iser, ravai, falls in to the mix. Oh, sava od shel kilay hakerem. And the same will be true if instead of neta ravai falling in, it's another cup, even a cup and a bit, of kilay hakerem, grape juice. So then the whole mixture becomes permitted, meaning we're using the kilay hakerem to, in combination with the chulin, to annul the orla, and the orla in conjunction with the chulin to annul the kilay hakerem. Here are the numbers, same as the last Mishnah, basically, but here I'll run through them with you again. If you have, in the recipe, 199.5 of chulin, one of orla, and one of kilayim, that means you have a total of 201.5. Now, that means, for the one orla, you have 200 plus of non-orla, so the orla is batel, and you have, for the one unit of kilayim, you have 200 plus units of non-kilayim. So the kilayim is batel. And that being the case, the whole mixture becomes permitted. And that's the case, like we said before, of isurim mevatel and zeh. That's what the Mishnah says inside. Zuhi, this is the case, sha'orla ma'aleh a kilayim, where you can use orla, which is iser, to annul and make kilayim not be a problem in the mix of the tarovis. And same goes v'ha kilayim es orla, v'orla es orla. Same ways you can have the same principle where you can have kilayim used to offset and annul orla, or you can have what the Mishnah is calling Orla, which we are understanding to mean Ravai produce, can offset the Orla.